What needs to be done? First, it's important to observe the fallacy in thinking of this conflict over water resources as inevitable. Despite competing demands and conflict, there is little historic evidence that water itself has led to international warfare. At the international level, water appears to provide reasons for transboundary cooperation rather than conflict. As much as there's competition, there are also opportunities for cooperation. The former General Secretary of the United Nations, Kofi Annan, has stated in two separate events, once in March of 2001, "Fierce competition for fresh water may well become a source of conflict and wars in the future." And in February of 2002, "But the water problems of our world need not be only a cause of tension. They can also be a catalyst for cooperation. If we work together, a secure and sustainable water future can be ours." Therefore, an approach that focuses on working together to address the needs of each sector, including the ecosystem, is important. Competing sectors need not push one another out to procure water resources. Instead, we can focus on improving efficiency and productivity.